Okay, tonight we're going to, Mark is going to be helping me. Mark's right over there. Mark, there you go. You might want to lean forward so people can see you. There you go. We're working out of this book, The Greatest Lie on Earth. This is the new expanded edition by Brother Edward Henry. And he's put a lot of work into this book. And I'm going to let Mark read tonight. We're going to be reading through Brother Edward Henry. And he's put a lot of work into this book. I don't know why we're getting the echo. But anyway, we're going to continue on. This is on chapter 40 of the book. And it's just a lot of good material to know about. I'm going to have Mark read the first two pages of Mind Control, chapter 40.
Two pages?
Good morning, or good evening, Glenda Brusher Trotter. Glad to see you.
Two pages, read two pages?
Yeah, two pages out of The Greatest Lie on Earth, Edward Henry, on Mind Control.
Chapter 40, Mind Control. Zionist Jews control the educational system and have created a false science that has removed God from the minds of men through so-called science that alleges that there is a universe without a creator. This atheistic education undermines Christian morals and order. It is all happening according to plan. Once the Zionists are in a position of rule over the world, they will teach nothing but submission to their authority. Paragraph 3 of Protocol 16, the Protocol for the Learned Elders of Zion, states, "We must introduce into their education all those principles which have so brilliantly broken up their order. But when we are in power, we shall remove every kind of disturbing subject from the course of education and shall make out of the youth obedient children of authority, loving him who rules as the support and hope of peace and quiet. It is indispensable to Zionist plans for world domination to undermine all religion. That is why they need to control the education of our children. That is where they instill the first ideas of atheism through the theories of evolution and heliocentricity. Paragraph 3 of Protocol 4 states, "It is indispensable for us to undermine all faith to tear out of the mind of the Goyim the very principle of Godhead and the Spirit, and to put in his place arithmetical calculations of material needs. Heliocentrism, which theorizes that the earth orbits the sun as it also spins, is the seminal scientific theory from which all scientific deception flows."
That's good enough, I think. Okay, so what Mark is saying is that this heliocentric model is trying to get people's mind away from God. Good evening, Connie, Florida, Ciparini, and Pedro Calavandico. In Psalm 19, God reveals that the heavens declare his glory and the firmament shows his handiwork. All one needs to do is look up and God is revealed by his heavenly creation. Indeed, God testifies that the sun travels in a circuit. Anyone looking up can see that each day, can't we? We can see the reality that the sun travels in a circuit. But so-called science wants us to believe that the earth is spinning through space at 66,000 miles an hour and 1,000 miles at the equator. Good evening, Sam Rose Davis. Well, what did George Orwell in his book 1984 say? Have you ever read George Orwell's book 1984? I'll let Mark read this This is what George Orwell has to say about just that section right there.
Starting with George Orwell provides an answer.
No, right here, what he has to say, that little section right there.
The party seeks power entirely for its own sake. We are not interested in the goods and the good of others. We are interested solely in power. Not wealth or luxury or long life or happiness, only power, pure power. We know that no one ever seizes power with the intention of relinquishing it. Power is not a means, it is an end. One does not establish a dictatorship in order to safeguard a revolution. One makes a revolution in order to establish a dictatorship. The object of persecution is persecution. The object of torture is torture. The object of power is power. Now do you begin to understand me?
So that's really, they want to rob God of his power and replace man with God's power, which is impossible to do, of course. And so this whole thing about heliocentrism is a form of mind control. We can look at NASA and all of their lies purported about the Earth. And they actually want to make the Earth a very small part of the whole universe, when actually the Bible describes the Earth as being the center of the universe. It's not a globe. It's flat. And it has a dome on the top of it. It's not a globe. Now, February 17, 1950, James Paul Warburg declared confidently in a subcommittee on foreign relations, Council on Foreign Relations, United States Senate, he says, we shall have world government whether or not we like it. The only question is whether world government will be achieved by conquest or consent. Well, and the ones that won't consent, you know what they're going to do with those folks. Okay. Now, he goes through this, and he goes through a lot of other things. I'm not going to get into that. I'm going to go back now and have Mark read a little bit. This book has so much information in it. By the way, the International Space Station has also now been shown that it's fraud. It's been shown that they take jets and fly them, and then that's how they get their supposed anti-gravity in these, when they go past the speed of sound and so on. You can even hear the jet motors as they're taking the photographs. I want to have Mark read in this chapter 41, on, it's called The Religion of Modern Cosmology. Good evening, Rick. Butorik. I used to call him Butorak, but it's Butorik. And we're glad to have you. Mark is going to help me on this now. This is called The Religion of Modern Cosmology. The Religion of Modern Cosmology. I'll just kind of prep you on this. Copernicus came up with this model of heliocentrism, and he actually stole a lot of his concepts from Pythagoras, and that was in 300 years before Christ. And then we was followed by some other people that reinforced it even further. Einstein with his theory of relativity. And the Kabbalic influence has been around for a long time. Who came up with the Big Bang Theory? Well, this was all orchestrated through the influences of the Babylonian Talmud and the Kabbalah. The Big Bang brought in the Copernicus foundation to that paradigm. In other words, everything was associated with Darwinian evolution, the Big Bang Theory, the Talmud and the Kabbalah, hence the globe spinning through Earth. There is a connection to all of this. We find in the Babylonian Talmud that the Jews are prohibited from having images if the image is holding an orb, because that would imply that the idol grasps the whole world as though it were a ball. The Jerusalem Talmud has a variant wherein it states that an idol holding a sphere indicates that it sacrifices itself for the whole globe. Well, the Jerusalem Talmud wanted to go back higher and higher until they saw an earth as a ball and the sea as a plate. So this suggests that some Jews from antiquity held out that the world was in the shape of a round ball. In the book of Rav Hamuna Sava, they explained that all the world rolls in a circle like a ball. So you can see this wasn't just recently that this theory of the globe came into being. It's not surprising that Roman Catholicism essentially is Kabbalistic, all dressed up for Gentiles. And there's a clear parallel between the traditions of the Pharisees of old and those of modern Roman Catholic priestcraft. The Catholic Church has grafted this tradition onto the Word of God instead of making the Word of God its regulative principle. So with this sleight of hand, they have deceived people in the following doctrines that are not in the Bible, which are directly contrary to the God's Word, such as the heliocentric model. Well, I'm not going to go into all of this, but I'm going to have Mark read a little section here. I think you'll find this interesting. Mark, I'm going to have Mark, if I can get this here, read just this paragraph right here, okay?
Yes. Nak Manis.
Starting the Big Bang Theory. That paragraph.
Okay. Just read that one.
Yeah.
The Big Bang Theory of Creation.
A little louder, please.
The Big Bang Theory of Creation is simply a restatement of Nachmanides' commentary of the creation account. According to Nachmanides, in the beginning, 15.34 billion years ago, the universe was initially non-corporeal, ethereal, and no larger than a mustard seed. This small mustard seed-sized etheria was somehow transformed into matter. Nachmanides describes the universe that came into being, the initial transformation of concentrated matter in the mustard seed-sized area to a point when they suddenly expanded into the universe that we see today. The Big Bang Theory began as a religious belief of a Jewish rabbi. Since there is no science that supports it, it remains a reality of Jewish religious belief. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes.
So we can see where the Big Bang Theory originated from, a Jewish rabbi. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this is all a matter of just doing research, doing your history. That's all it is. And so since Ed Henry's done all the work, I'm just kind of sharing with you. Now we know that the Bible says that the evening and the morning were the first day, and the evening and the morning were the second day. There was none of this billions and billions of years. One of the most obvious perceived contradictions between the Torah and science is the age of the universe. It's not billions and billions of years old. Well, it wasn't just any priest. It was Monsignor Georges Lemaître, a brilliant Belgian who entered the Jesuit priesthood following his service as an artillery officer in the Belgian army during World War II. He also studied astronomy and a talented mathematician and physicist. After earning his graduate degree in astronomy from the University of Cambridge in England, he came to Boston, spent a year at Harvard College, became before earning his doctorate at MIT. As astonishing as his idea was, perhaps equally surprising to us now, was the reaction of the church. He was not jailed by the Pope. He was not excommunicated. In the early 50s, he not only declared that the Big Bang and the Catholic concept of creation were compatible, he embraced the idea as scientific validation for the existence of God. Well, at a conference in 1930, Lemaître presented his theory, and Einstein remarked, "This is the most beautiful and satisfactory explanation of creation to which I have ever listened." Why would he say that? Why would Einstein say that? Because it also agreed with his theory of relativity. Welcome aboard everyone that's joined us. Daphne, Brooks, Glenda, Connie, Pedro, Sam, Rick, and the rest of you guys. Well, now we also know that not only the Illuminati and the Jesuits, but the Masons were involved in this propagation of this lie, the Big Bang Theory, and the global Earth. And the Jesuit order became a destructive arm of the Roman Catholic Church. And what were the influences of this? Well, there's just a lot to cover here. I can't cover all of this tonight in this brief program. But, you know, the Vatican holds a position toward the Jews, which is in part and parcel, just like the Christian Zionists today, which have taken a hold in many Protestant denominations. I'm not going to go into all of this detail, but the false gospel is directly tied not only to the heliocentric gospel, which is a lie, but also the Arminian gospel, which is also a lie. Vatican implies, well, I'll let Mark read this. Read this paragraph right here, will you, Mark?
Yeah. Vatican implies that evangelizing Jews is a form of anti-Semitism. On the contrary, to refuse to spread the gospel to Jews, the purest form of anti-Semitism, to withhold from the Jews the gospel, which is only the means for their salvation, is unadulterated hatred toward the Jews. The Christian Zionists deliberately violate Jesus' command to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, Mark 16:15. The Christian Zionists are the very instrument being used by Satan to keep the Jews in spiritual bondage by convincing them that they are part of a unique plan by God simply by virtue of their status as Jews. Despite their claims to love the Jews, Page concludes that failing to communicate Christ's giving insights to the Jews is lacking love for them. Thank you.
So there we see, again, the reality that even the gospel now by the Roman Catholic Church is annihilated by saying that evangelizing the Jews is a form of anti-Semitism. We see that same thing voiced in people like John Hagee. So we know the Jesuits are a secret army of the Roman Catholic Church. They're often referred to as the Pope's militia. And the hierarchy of the Orthodox Jews hate Christianity. They hate Jesus Christ. And so there is this correlation between so-called science, the heliocentric model, and Zionism. You say, how can that be? Well, it's hard for us to realize that the heliocentric fables, I'm going to let Mark read this, and we're going to kind of bring this one to a conclusion. We'll continue this next Friday night. But what I want you to do is I want you to read just this page, and then conclude here right there on the next page. We'll conclude with this page that Mark's reading for us tonight.
The heliocentric fable creates a misunderstanding of God's creation. To misunderstand God's creation causes a concomitant misunderstanding of the characteristics of God. God has shown man his character through his creation. If man has a misunderstanding of God's creation, he will have a misunderstanding of who God really is. Paul explains this in his letter to the Romans. That which may be known of God is manifest to them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1:19-20. Jesus is God. Jesus created all things in heaven and on earth. There is nothing that has been created that Jesus did not create. For by him are all things created that are in heaven and are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Colossians 1:16-18. To misunderstand the creation causes those which such misunderstand to and such to misunderstand to in turn misunderstand the character of Jesus. If one believes in the heliocentric creation, he will necessarily believe in the heliocentric creator. A heliocentric creation does not exist, so also a heliocentric creator does not exist. A heliocentric creator is a false god. How far?
All right, that's good.
No more?
That's good enough, yes. Well, we're going to conclude that tonight. We thank you for joining us. Thank you, Mark, for helping me out tonight. I appreciate that. And so we'll learn more and more about how we as little kids were raised with this globe and how we were taught that the earth was, you know, spinning around the sun, which we were told that the sun was 93 million miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And all that was a big lie.
Yeah.
The earth is not spinning. The earth is fixed, stationary, right?
Yeah.
And the sun is what is rotating around the earth.
Yeah.
And what is that called?
Geocentrism.
Centrism. Okay. All right. Well, with that, we're going to call it a night. Thanks for joining us, and we'll continue this next Friday evening.
Yeah, thank you.